in on that. But I want to address something that happened yesterday and kind of spilled over into last night that I wanted to chat with you about. So we had Jamie Rangel on from Forward to talk about the DACA situation yesterday. And I've been on record for a long time to say that I do believe that in the case of these DACA kids, that I think they should be kids that were brought here, not up to 16 years old, but kids, maybe 10 years old. There's still negotiations that need to be done. But even someone like Rush Limbaugh, if you recall about 15 years ago, a woman called into his radio show. She was 35 years old. She was originally from Colombia. She had been brought here to the United States when she was 2 and had lived here and now was in danger of being deported because she came in with her illegal immigrant parents. And she made a very strong case, and Rush Limbaugh even agreed with her, that she had been educated here, she had gone to college here, she had married, had children, had worked here, remembered nothing about her life in Colombia, had lived in the United States for 33 years. And now she was afraid she was going to be deported. This was when the first rumblings and people talked about something that we now call DACA. Okay? So reasonable people can look at the DACA situation and without being called pro-immigrant, anti-immigrant, or being pasted by the likes of D.A. King as someone that doesn't understand the immigration issue. I like D.A. I think the work he does is good, but he is so one-issue oriented that he cannot have a reasonable conversation about the fact there are nuances to this issue. And so he's branded me an amnesty person on Twitter, which I don't care about Twitter. I made one response to it. I'm not going to respond to any of the rest of it. Okay, I'm not an amnesty person, although I do think a solution needs to be found for whatever we're going to define as DACA kids. And I also have asked the question a bunch of times related to the deal that former President Trump, who probably did the best job on stemming illegal immigration of any president in the last 50 years, and what Donald Trump proposed was, you give us $5 billion for the wall, we'll give you all the DACA kids, which at that time that number was about 700,000, and their parents, which made the number about 2.2 million. I'll do that if you'll give me that. It's called deal making. It's called coming up with a solution that's going to work. And I do agree we need to go down a path like that. And if you're going to brand me an amnesty person because of that, fine, I'll take that. Because I don't hide from what I'm saying. I put the interview out there immediately after I did it, as I always do. And you know what? A few people, I mean, heck, I got 5 times the followers that D.A. King has. And most of the people that liked these messages don't really have any kind of amplification. But what I would say about that is, if we can't come to the table and have a discussion about the nuances of this, I've also talked about fiance visas. My nephew is going through a situation. He's now married his fiance, but he has spent $10,000 in legal fees trying to get his fiance back into the United States, who's now his wife, because they have to marry within 90 days. That part of the situation is true. If you get your fiance over here, you got to get married in 90 days, even if you haven't seen each other for 2 years. And that's the situation that my nephew found himself in. They met in graduate school. She was here on a visa. She had to go home and went home, followed her visa after. You know, she could have overstayed her visa like most of the people who were illegal immigrants, but she didn't do that. She went home and they decided they wanted to get married. And so it took him 2 years to get her back to the United States. And COVID played into that a little bit too. But they had to get married within 90 days. And she still doesn't have her green card. She can't drive. She can't work. And there's something wrong with a system like that. That's the legal immigration part of the system. So there's many tiers to this immigration discussion, and you can join us on the phones at 770-535-2911. Here's the Martha Zoller view of what we need to do, okay? And if you want to call me names because of it, fine, fine. But I'm going to tell you, this is what, in my many years of looking at this, we need to do. First, we need to secure the border, and I mean both borders. okay? Because you must have a secure border. We need to get back to not that long ago, 2020, in America, where we had less than 500 people a day coming across the border that were illegal. And now we have thousands a day. We need to secure the border. And that may not be a wall in the sense of it's a wall over 2,200 miles. Different terrains require different things. But I'm using wall in the general term, that a way to deter people and to funnel people into the actual checkpoints that we have that are official checkpoints of the United States of America, number one. Number two, we do need to look and define what a DACA kid is. I don't think it's up to 16 years old, because this culture that primarily uses this DACA carve out, that by the time kids are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, they're acting like adults. They're dropping out of school and working to support the family. They are acting like adults. Okay, so I don't think all the way up to 16 is the right age. Maybe 10 is the right age, but I'm willing to have a debate about that. And then we need to, and I do think that President Trump was correct in saying you're probably going to have to allow the parents legal status too, because you really can't have a minor child, if they're still minor children, staying in the United States without their parents. Now, you could send them all back, but I'm talking about young people that have only lived in America, that speak English, that have gone to school here, and that there ought to be some clear things. I kind of am like Newt Gingrich in a way, that there is a class of people that you're going to have to look at them family by family, and you're going to have to make that decision, and that's going to cost money and time, but it's the right thing to do, because they've lived here for 5, 10, 15, 25 years. They haven't been breaking the law while they've been here, other than crossing the border illegally. They've been paying taxes. I mean, heck, the people that go ahead and get a federal tax ID number and they're paying taxes, we ought to figure out how to legalize those folks. And then we need to fix the legal immigration system. And that means lowering the overall number of green cards, taking that 500,000 green cards a year and clearing the backlog of green cards and getting our system caught up. I don't think that's unreasonable, and I don't think that is pro-illegal immigration or pro-amnesty. I think that is living in the real world and understanding that every person cannot be categorized in a certain way. But I understand DA's commitment to this, because he has, and there are many people across this country who have lost loved ones to the crimes of illegal immigrants that should have never been here in the first place. And that is a travesty.
It's local radio, and that's why you're listening. It's the Martha Zoller Show on AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Philip Magnus is joining us right now. He wrote an article